And I want to have you guys take your Bible tonight, and I want to have you turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 9. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 9. And I want to read here a few verses. It's kind of, I guess, traditional that someone stands up and gives the newly ordained. And by the way, some of you may be wondering, well, what's Brother Shannon doing? Is he leaving us? Is he going to pastor a church? His plans, he told me the other day, are he wants to be here for a long time with us. And amen, church. I'm thankful for that. And so tonight he will be Pastor Shannon, and he's going to serve on our staff with us here. But go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, and I want you to notice in verse 24 that the Bible says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air." You know, it's always traditional, as I started to say a minute ago, someone gives the charge. And tonight I want to give you a charge, Shannon, and the charge is this. The charge is to finish the race strong. Finish strong. You know, the Bible likens this to a race, and when I think about a race, how many of you remember the story of the tortoise and the hare? How many of you remember that? I think we have a visual here that we're going to bring up on the screen there, and you remember that story? And you remember who won the race? The hare that was real quick, and I mean he that rabbit, whoo! Or was it the slow tortoise? Who won? The tortoise. And you know, he was slow moving, but he was ever faithful, consistent. He wasn't flashy, but he was faithful, and he won the race. And the Bible says here that we're all in a spiritual race. And in the context, what's at stake are souls. There are precious souls that are at stake. Now, the thing about it is we're running this race and we're trying to get lost souls saved, but we know we have an enemy. We know we have an opponent. And as we're trying to win souls, Satan's trying to blind their hearts to the gospel. Well, in a race, it really doesn't matter so much how you start, but what matters is how you finish. In a few weeks, they're going to do a big NASCAR race here called the Daytona 500. And that race takes 3 or 4 hours for them to complete the Daytona 500. And as far as I'm concerned, now I'm not a big race fan, but as far as I'm concerned, it might as well be the Daytona 50 because it's only the last 50 laps that matter, you know. I mean, when I watch a race, I want to see the last 50 laps, you know. And I may go mow the grass or whatever and until the last 50 laps come, and then it matters. You know, what happens before that really doesn't matter. It's how good your car is at the end of the race. Well, when we talk about being a strong finisher, finishing strong, our Savior, Jesus Christ, was a finisher. Was he not, church? There's a verse up here I'll bring up. He said in John 17, verse 4, "I have glorified thee," talking to the Father, "I have glorified thee on earth." And he said, "I have what? I finished the work which thou gavest me to do." He was a finisher. I like this verse. We'll bring it up. You know what he said on the cross. The Bible says he received the vinegar and he said, say it with me, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Aren't you thankful that we've got a Savior who's a finisher? Amen, church? Shannon, because you're saved, the Spirit of Christ lives in you. That means you too can be a strong finisher. And Shannon, you know, how exciting that you have come to this day. Man, that's exciting. It's the day of your ordination into the gospel ministry. And it's a wonderful day indeed. But you know what? You got to decide in your spirit right now you're going to be a strong finisher. No matter what happens, you're not going to quit. Because if you quit down the road and you don't finish strong, what does this really mean? This day really doesn't mean much, does it? And so I want to encourage you. God's calling you to be a strong finisher. Now, why is that? Well, number one, finishing strong is what's going to bring joy. Paul had encountered some real deep trials in his life, and Paul knew there were more trials ahead. In fact, I'll bring it up on the screen. I want you to look at this great verse. In Acts 20:24, he said, "But none of these things move me." In other words, all the afflictions, all the problems, all the trials, they don't move me. "Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might," and notice the next word, what is it? Finish. He said that I might finish my course, and then the next two words says, with joy. He said, "I'm resolved, I'm not going to quit, I'm going to finish my course," and then the next two words, with joy. Shannon, finishing strong is what's going to bring you joy. You know, you guys know in here, you guys know how great it is to finish a job that you started. I don't know if any of y'all noticed or not. I'm sure many of you did. But did you guys notice that Walk Through Bethlehem went bye-bye? Did you notice that? We had a group of men that came and started a job out there. And they gave up Saturday. The last few Saturdays, they came out here and they took down that city, and they finished what they started. And I think we ought to give them a hand, don't you? I appreciate that so much. And you know, that's a great feeling, man. You look at that empty field, you look at all the lumber all stacked up, and what a great feeling when you finish a job you've started. But on the other hand, have any of you guys in here ever started a project at home and never finished it? You know, or it took a long time to finish it. And it's frustrating, isn't it? You know, maybe it's a room you started to remodel and you never finished it, or a bathroom you started to paint, you never got it finished. And every time you look at it, you get this terrible feeling in your gut because you know you didn't finish it. And Shannon, I just want to say, brother, joy will come by finishing your course. No matter how tough it gets, and it will get tough, trust me. No matter how tough it gets, you got to resolve in your spirit, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I am not going to give up because I want to finish strong, because that's what's going to bring joy. Number two, go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, church. Finishing strong is what will bring peace. Go to 2 Timothy 4 now and notice the Apostle Paul, again, this idea of finishing. We see this word pop up again. He talked about finishing his course with joy. But now look at 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have," and there's that word again, he said, "I finished my course. I have kept the faith." You know, you read that passage, and you know what you see, church? You see a man who is at total peace. He's now nearing the end of his physical life, and he says with great satisfaction, "I have finished my course." Shannon, today is a great day in your life, brother, and there's no doubt about that. This is a great day, man. This is something you ought to relish and take in and enjoy it, and when we go next door for the take it in and enjoy the day. But I want you to know it's not nearly as great, brother, as the day that will come 30 or 40 years from now when you can look at your kids and you can look at your grandkids. And 30 or 40 years from now, you know, you may be on a walker, on a cane, along with me. But you know what? You're able to look at your kids or your grandkids and say, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith." What peace, what satisfaction that will bring in your life to be able to look at your loved ones and say that. You see, finishing strong is what brings joy. Finishing strong is what brings peace. Number three, finishing strong is what brings reward. Look at verse 8. It says, "Henceforth." The idea of henceforth is, the idea here is that Paul is saying, Shannon, because I've been faithful, because I've been a strong finisher, because I didn't quit, hey, there's something I have to look forward to. Look at verse 8. "Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. You know what Paul did, Shannon? He anticipated reward from the hand of his Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine how thrilling it would be, Shannon, as great of a thrill as it was to have Pastor Rich hand you that Bible? As great as a thrill it was to have Pastor Rob hand you that certificate? As great a thrill as that was, I'm sorry, Rich, and I'm sorry, Rob, that cannot compare to the thrill that it will be when your Savior hands you reward for faithfulness. It can't compare. I love that old song, "It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ." Shannon, be a strong finisher, because there will be a sure reward from the hands of Jesus. How can you be a strong finisher? Well, go to Hebrews chapter 12, everybody. And I just want to end with this. Hebrews chapter 12 is going to show us how we can be a strong finisher. Now, Shannon, I'm not going to deceive you, and I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy, because there's an enemy. In fact, look at Hebrews 12, 1. And notice it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, lay aside the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Now, let me just stop there. When he uses that term, "which doth so easily beset us," that carries the idea of you're in a race, and there's competitors, and they're bumping you, and they're knocking you, and they're throwing things at you, and they're thwarting you on every side as you're trying to race. That's the idea, the visual of the phrase, "which does so easily beset us." The idea that, man, Shannon, you're running, you're trying to preach, you're trying to disciple people, you're trying to do Freedom Found, you're trying to help people get delivered from the bondage of Satan, and all the while you're running, man, things are being thrown at you, and people are bumping you, people are trying to knock you out. Your enemy, see, is trying to do that to you. And that's the idea. When I was a kid, I remember I had a thing. Anybody in here ever play Atari? Anybody have an Atari video system? It was the first video games that ever came out. They were called Atari. And I remember I played a certain game. I loved it. It was called Pitfall. Anybody ever play Pitfall? I'll bring up a blast from the past. Go ahead. There it is. There's Pitfall Harry right there. That's Pitfall Harry is his name. And you were Pitfall Harry, and you're going through the jungle. You're trying to recover all these treasures. But along the way, you have all these hazards, and you got pits. You got quicksand. You got rolling logs coming at you. You've got fire. You have rattlesnakes, scorpions, crocodiles, and Pitfall Harry. He's got to either jump over these things or avoid the obstacles by climbing, by running, by swinging from vines. And that's the picture of the Christian life when he says, "which doth so easily beset us." The idea is, yeah, man, there's going to be rattlesnakes and scorpions and logs coming at you and quicksand, and there's going to be pits that you're going to have to try to navigate across, and all these things coming at you. And so what does Paul say? Look at verse 1. He says, number one, here it is. If you want to be a strong finisher, he said, lay aside, verse 1, lay aside every weight. Now, then he said, lay aside every sin. So you know what that tells me? That a weight isn't necessarily a sin. A weight is anything that's going to slow you down and burden you as you're running. So there's certain things that are not sins, but they're weights. So you got to have the wisdom to know what the weights are and then get rid of them. So he said, lay aside the weights. Anything that's going to slow you down, just get it out. You don't have to have it, even though it's not a sin. And like Paul said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. So he says, you know what? You can do it. It's lawful, but get rid of it. It's a weight. It's just going to hinder you in the race. The second principle is in verse 2. Look at it with me, everybody. What are the first three words of verse 2? Everybody say it together. Looking unto Jesus. And then notice, what's his name? He's the author and, what's that next word?
Finisher.
That's what we're talking about, being a strong finisher. He's the finisher of our faith. He's the finisher of our faith. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, Shannon, at all times, brother, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Keep your eyes on Jesus, you'll be fine. Take your eyes off of him, you don't stand a chance. So if the devil can succeed in getting you to look at people who maybe disappointed you in Freedom Found, people who maybe have talked bad about you behind your back, people who have thrown cold water all over you, just discouraging you, people in your life that have just taken your heart out and just ripped it in two. If your eyes get focused on them and your eyes get off Jesus, you don't have a chance. You're going to quit. You're not going to be a strong finisher. But if you keep your eyes on Christ at all times, glory in him, not in men, you'll be fine. Amen, church? And then one other principle is this. If you want to be a strong finisher, Shannon, number three is practice the principle of endurance. I want everybody to look with me at verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, and what's the next word?
Endured.
What did he endure, church? The cross. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now let everybody look at verse 3. For consider him that, and what's the next word? Endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Jesus had to endure the cross. Shannon, he had to endure contradiction of sinners. You too will have to endure afflictions. You'll endure trials. You will endure setbacks, offenses. You will endure injustices, guaranteed. Christ did. Paul, who said he was our pattern, he did. And you're going to. I can tell you, that it's going to happen. God's not going to deliver you from all those things. He's not going to say, oh, that's Shannon. He's such a great guy. He's such a good preacher. Woo, I'm going to give him a tiptoe through the tulips. And there's not going to be any troubles. I'm not going to give him any trials. I'm not going to let anybody ever get mad at him. I'm not going to let anybody ever offend him. I'm going to deliver him from all those things. Think that's going to happen, church? No. Can I tell you something encouraging, though? He's not going to deliver you from those things, but praise God, he will deliver you through them if you keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll deliver you through them. The three Hebrew children didn't get delivered from the fire, but they got delivered through the fire, didn't they? And he'll deliver you through the fire. So Shannon, my charge tonight is be a strong finisher. Be a strong finisher. This is a great start tonight. It's an awesome start. Look at all these people that are supporting you, encouraging you. And it's a great start, but that's exactly what this is. It's just a start. And I want to encourage you, be a strong finisher. Church, I don't know about you, I'm confident that he will be. How about you, church? Amen? Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. And I'm going to have the instrumentalists come, Caleb and you guys. We're going to try to do one more song that Shannon wanted us to do here in a minute. Let's get that song up there on PowerPoint, Cornerstone. And we're going to end with that tonight. But I want you to bow your heads with me right now. And with our heads bowed and with our eyes closed, maybe tonight's message, it was a charge to Shannon, but maybe it was also meant for you. You say, the Lord wanted me to have that message. Because I've been tempted to quit lately. I've been discouraged. Pastor Dan, I want to be a strong finisher. And why don't you pray about that right now? It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Let's stand to our feet and let's sing this together. What a great song to go along with that message. Sing it. Caleb, lead us.
My hope is built on nothing less. righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone.
I like this part.
Cornerstone, weak made strong.
Oh, that's good.
In the Savior's love, through the storm.
There it is, through the storm.
He is Lord.
Yes, amen.
Lord of all.
Amen. Yeah.
When darkness seeks to light is fixed, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone. Cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, the Lord of all. Christ alone.
Just the voices.
Cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
I think there's one more verse to that, isn't there? Yeah. Let's have the ushers come, and we're going to pray for our offering, and then we'll do that last verse while we're seated. Father, thank You for this great, great service tonight, this ordination, and what a blessing it's been to see this in Brother Shannon and Ms. Shauna's life. We're just so thankful for what You've done. You are the cornerstone. And as long as we keep our eyes on You, we'll be strong finishers. Do a mighty work through this offering. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated and sing this with Caleb.
When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then hear Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, for we'll stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
I don't know about you guys, but isn't that a fitting way to end the night right there? That was a great song. Amen. Wow, good choice of songs tonight, man. That's really good. Well, listen, I know you got a lot of family here supporting you tonight, and we won't introduce them all one by one, but if you are part of the family, would you stand right now, please? All the family of Shannon, please stand. I think they're all right here. Isn't this a great support system right here? That's awesome. It's great. What I want to do is dismiss the family right now to go next door. And so, Pastor Rob, you want to walk them over. And we're going to let them go first right now to the fellowship, or to the gym, our gym building. That is right, isn't it, Pastor Rob? We're going to the gym? Okay. So we're heading over to the Life Gymnasium building. And we've got some refreshments there for you to partake in and enjoy. We want you to be able to go and congratulate Shannon and Shauna on this very special night. I know that we've got a card prepared for them. I know many of you do. So we've got a table, I believe, set up there in the gym. And there's a basket. If you've got a card or a gift or whatever, you can put it on the table there. And just, you know, just shower him with love and congratulations, support. Let him know you're praying for him. Go over to him and say, Pastor Shannon, I'm praying for you. And he'll like that, all right? So let's all stand at this time, and we'll close with a word of prayer. When we're done praying, if you want to head on over, you can go around that way or go out the back way here and head right on over to the gymnasium. Father, we thank you for this night. What a special night it's been. We pray, God, that you'll just do a very special work through Brother Shannon. Miss Shauna, thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. May we all go over now and be an encouragement to them. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey.